We affirm that the only type of preaching which sufficiently conveys the divine revelation and its proper application to life is that which faithfully expounds the text of Scripture as the Word of God. We deny that the preacher has any message from God apart from the text of Scripture. So just a few comments on this. I appreciate the message here that's being affirmed that the text of Scripture should be faithfully expounded as the Word of God, and that's where we get our application to life and our message of how we should live and what we should live for. I had a little bit of trouble understanding the denial, and Jim helped me understand it. At first, when I read it, I thought, well, okay, so there seems to me like there's more than one way to share a message from God. For example, we could share a testimony. We could share like Stephen did in Acts chapter 7. We could share about how God moved throughout history. But what's really being said here is that it should not, any message from God should be based on Scripture and should be in accordance with Scripture. And there was a comment on this from Norm Geisler that I appreciated. He said that the only inspired and infallible writing from which the preacher can and must preach is the Bible. And I'm thankful for that we're not using any other text, any other book than the Bible in this fellowship. And that's what our faith and our hope is based on.